everybody. Good afternoon. It's time to radiate according to your choice. This is Radiance by Design. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and this is a show all about you. I love it when you call in. I really enjoy you callers, and I also I consider it kind of my service. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. I love working with people. So being able to answer questions live on air to me is a wonderful way to serve, and also each and every one of you is helping to build a field of energy that goes out there. It's a field that makes people, other people feel what transformable, changeable, beyond the limitations that they've been. I always thought, even when I was a kid, that media should be, I didn't call it media in those days, it should be talking to us. It should be helping us and lifting us. And that's what we all want to do. A lot of us are on BBS Radio and Conscious Media Network and a whole bunch of other blog talk radios and so on are really sending out positive frequencies. And when the frequencies are positive, it really lifts us. It makes us much more able to manifest. Wee-hoo, we want to manifest what we want. And we keep learning how time-space deal is changing radically, and it's multiplying over and over again in quantum ways. I think it's called, I never know all of the terminology for the 2012 Mayan calendar stuff, but what I do know is that there are frequency speed-ups are multiplying in absolutely ginormous ways over this period of time. So time is going way faster. It's very hard to keep your predictions clear, and the reason for that is because they're moving around really fast, and future possibilities are available way faster than ever before. So as we think, and as we feel, and as we experience ourselves moving forward in the world, the potential is so there for us to change what's up and coming in a heartbeat, in a minute. I know that things are really hard in certain parts of the world, but I also know that there's more magic than ever before. And I see it over and over again, people suddenly changing, absolutely changing what looked like a tremendous trap. So here we have an economic doodah going on, you know, a huge recession, and people keep saying, well, in this economy, there's another reality coming up, or another pile of future possibilities that we can create and manifest. We can become vibrational vehicles of light, consciously, creating and manifesting that which we wish to create, meaning all the resources that you need and self-sustaining resources and so on. We don't have to cripple Mother Earth any longer. And we can create the reality we want. We don't need to be created by the mass marketed media and the consciousness that has been marketed in the power issues of the prior culture. What they're reading today is we should really be grateful to Bush because he really illuminated, really brought up to us the essential character of a system that had to break down. He really just absolutely radiated that into the world. And here we are in the throes of a system breaking down, and back to future possibilities. They're available for us all, and what we want to do is radiate out there positively. We want to radiate out there who we are and how amazingly creative we are. We want to radiate out there in cahoots with our guides and angels and our higher selves. That's calling in the presence over and over again. You're really making sure that your vibration from the inside out is steadily increasing to match and go in harmony with the lifting frequencies on our planet and in our universe. And I would like to do a structure. I just want to refer to what I heard from David Wilcox. I think it was YouTube that I got this, but I think it's a Project Camelot interview. Is that what it is? Anyway, David Wilcox is the fellow that is supposedly the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And it's really, it does seem like it's possible. But in any case, he was talking about the frequencies of the planet lifting, but he claims, and I said this last week on Radiance by Design, he claims that in the research that he's done and claims to have verified and so on scientifically, that all of the planets in our solar system are going up in frequency. All of them are moving up, and the entire solar system is also moving up in frequency. And he claims also that it's going to change places in the galaxy. So I haven't got proof of that, you know, but maybe you'll have it next week and you can call in, or you'll have it soon and call in today about it. But it's very, very exciting. So not only are we going through changes, not only is Mother Earth going through changes, and David Wilcox's research says that global warming is existing on all of the planets in the solar system. Now that's a pretty interesting thing. And my guides and angels are always saying, keep your hands on the steering wheel of your mind because everything's changing so fast. One of the arts that a lot of us have learned these days is how to clear, and create and manifest. Those tools are really crucial at a time when that which was security enforcing is breaking apart entirely. So we get to go with the magic, but you got to do a bunch of clearing. Clearing is about 95% of the job, according to my guides. So we're going to start off this wonderful show, which I so enjoy because I get to talk to you and you get to talk to me and to everybody else who's listening. I like to start with a vibrational meditation. I like the structures. The guides have taught me a lot about these structures. So let's all of us close our eyes, and we're going to do a structure. And let's see now. Maybe we'll just do the simple structure. I was thinking of a subject in the structure. Let's see if we can manifest a quicker healing. Let's get something that you're really wanting to move through your body, mind. Maybe you don't feel right. Maybe you're trying to change your weight. Maybe you're sick. I don't know. But let's see if we can do a focus on something like that that we need to change el pronto. All right? All right, so we're going to call in. I'd like to see that we're... just hang on a sec. I need a little technical assistance here. This is a bit too loud in my head. Okay, thank you. I'd like us to close our eyes, take a couple of deep breaths. Wow, as soon as I closed my eyes, I got these amazing colored pyramids, one inside of the other, inside of the other, just tremendously beautiful. And I want you to imagine going way out to a galactic center and draw from that galactic center a crystalline tube. You can bring the energy in from that and bring it down in through your head, right down your spine and into the earth. And now above your head, maybe 2 miles, see there a golden ball. Create a golden ball that is just amazingly radiant. Gold. But I always get lots of white gold in it as well, and some platinum and so on, other related precious metals. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And let's drop a filament of golden light down through the crystalline tube from the upper golden ball through the spine into the lower golden ball. And then from the upper golden ball to the waist, drop a four-sided pyramid. And maybe the feet of the pyramid are about 20 feet away from your body. I like to put them at the front and back and side to side, but you could choose. And then the pyramid construction, the lines are very golden. And now another one that goes upside down and points into the lower golden ball. So now you're in an octahedron. Good. And now inside of that, create yourself a crystal ball. And you're inside of the crystal ball. Now, the crystal ball is really interesting because it feels a lot different. You feel a tremendous difference, when you're in it. And now, inside of that, let's use a disc that looks a little like a spaceship, those little spaceship discs, and jump in there. And then I want you to spin and spin and spin in your disc, spin and spin and spin and spin. And whilst you're spinning, see in front of you a huge crystal grid, crystalline grid. And on that grid, place different images of what it is you're wanting to create. The first one is all about you. What it is that you would like to create for yourself. I always want to be multidimensional. Yes, once you get that, feel it, see it, know it's there. And then let's move to another thing. What's the project that you want to create? And see it and know it and experience being in the middle of it. I like to give it a little spin myself. Remember, you used to just do double tetrahedrons? I like to just spin my project. All right, now we're going to call in the Galactic Healing Center. We're going to call in those beings that work with us on healing work. I'm going to have you lie on the table. Remember, we said we were going to work on something that you wanted to change in your own body-mind? Yeah. And then look at those beings that are around. You just get a sense of beings around the table. And ask for their help. Good. Ask for their help as you ask for the healing that you want. They seem to know what you need as well. Yeah. Let's see what they do. Just spend a little time. You can actually feel what they do as well. A little bit more. See if you get a sense of it being pulled out of your neck or your belly or your feet. Are they pulling things out or? Setting up structures around you. Okay. Excellent. Now you can wrap that in light and have them continue. We'll do one more. Now bring in somebody that you want to work on. Excuse me. Somebody who needs some kind of help. You need to see them on the table. And then ask to be shown what kind of help can you give them. Or what is it that they would like and that they need? Good job. All right, and now you can wrap that in light. And we'll let that healing team go back to their, wherever they were, with gratitude. Thank you. Now we'll do one more political one. Let's do one where we're setting up a political attitude or ambiance in the world. What would you like to see? I would like to say that those beings in power have very high frequency guidance. It's multidimensional and it's moving for the greater good, helping the evolution of our species at this time. So I want to say that there's powerful guidance for Mr. Obama and many other people that are in his government, his administration. And I want to send light and love and send the pink light of harmony to him, to the Pentagon, to the White House. And all over the world where there's difficulty, let's send this pink light that's really bright. That's it. So the grand harmonizer, right? The pink light. And let's just cover the whole world in swaddling pink light. You can just see it radiating. Mm-hmm. Good work. And now come back into your center. And let's move into the little spinning disc again and spin 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 and spin. Good. You should drink some water after you've had that little bit of healing work too. I hope some of you have some feedback for us on the Galactic Healing Center. I had another experience where I was talking to the guys. I was doing a workout, and they were showing me about doing, I don't know how many of you work with your chakras, but here we are going to make a quantum leap about what it is to be a vibrational vehicle of light. Where are we headed? That's supposed to be up to us. So if we're kind of vague about where we're headed, I'm sure that's what we'll get. So we need to be very specific about what it is that touches us and what it is that we really want to do. So when I was doing my workout a while back, I was going through my chakras, which I am wont to do. I do that fairly often. What I usually do is just go through and round them up, and I usually don't make it a big, big project. But in any case, the guide said to me to brighten certain chakras, because sometimes when your chakras are interacting with things in life, they get kind of weak, or you know how it goes. So anyway, they said to put a structure in each chakra. So I want you to try that. We don't have to do that right now, but doing the structure in each chakra is really very fun. I found that what happened as I went through each chakra is that the structures began to change in shape, and that there were certain lines of light that were kind of performing for me and showing what are the deeper symbols in there. So one of the things that's really important right now is for all of us to be following our higher consciousness, our higher self, to become more and more centered in who we really are, authentically speaking. Like, who are you really? To be releasing so many old patterns that came from other, that came to us from maybe lineage or other people, teachers and so on, telling us who we are and how we're supposed to be. The convention is changing radically. There was a lot of stuff about the pineal gland and David Wilcox's work, but I'm also really conscious of it for a number of different people keep mentioning it, which is the gland where our higher evolution becomes more available for us to know. I know the third eye works for that too. So it's really interesting. We're talking about putting the structures in the chakras. Well, guess what? All of that stuff begins to come together because the structures themselves are really ordering or arranging subtle energy fields in order to both protect us and separate us from the mass influential energy, at the same time as it gives us one of those really hallowed spaces, sacred space, in which you could make a huge change inside of yourself, right? So then you get up to the head, and there, if you start going through the brain, it's pretty fascinating how if you go into your brain and really sit with your third eye, right? I'm saying this is after doing some chakra work or something that builds your energy or doing your big first structures, and you put your structure inside of there and just see it and maybe even spin a part of it and so on. You should be able to feel an awakening going on in your third eye, for example. Now, some people don't feel. I know that. There are some people who are very astute about knowing and sensing and being intuitive and all that, and they don't feel anything. So however it is that you perceive where something is impacting you, this is really important. So let's go into the third eye and imagine, like put in there a little wee structure. And you can just use that. Well, you can use a number of different ways, but we'll use the octahedron and the crystal ball, and then the disc inside. Just do that in the third eye. Mm-hmm. And some of you feel kind of an interesting bit of a headache there. That's just really telling you where the tensions are in there and how you can stay with that. I would spin and spin and spin and spin it in. Maybe a double tetrahedron, if you like. Spin your third eye in that. and just kind of wake it up, let it have the freedom from suppression that it takes for it to work really well. And then the pineal gland, let's go in there and find, just use your imagination and get in there and get to the various organs in the brain. So go into your pineal gland. Yeah. Now what happens to you when we do that? Let's drop a little structure in there. Or if you like, I get a headache from that. Maybe it's because of everybody at home. What do you feel, Bob? Anyway, go into your pineal gland and see what you think. See what you feel. Yeah. I was getting a bit of a headache, so what I'm doing is just spinning my... I'm spinning myself in a double tetrahedron right now, or I can use a star tetrahedron, or I can use one of those wonderful crystalline discs. Yeah. Or I can use whatever you come up with that is a really wonderful sacred geometric tool. Yep. Now, as far as evolution goes, this stuff is really important because with 2012 coming up, we're changing really fast, or we're not. And if we're not, you know what will happen is we get confused, we get a bit crazy, and we might even get sick, I don't know. And we've all heard for a long time that many people will leave the planet because they really don't want to make this kind of transition. They'd rather pop off the Earth and come back, if that's the way it is. Or, as my guides were clear about, that many people will leave in order to participate in the change from the other side. And we really don't know. I mean, I guess we ask ourselves, which level of that are you at? Anyway, so that, let me see. So as we go through these changes, having your third eye, your pineal gland, and a self-trust, which means that when things are not going really, really in a stable way, you trust yourself to be going through change rather than just be messing up. You see what I mean? That's where the biggest stress comes. I'm not doing what I think I should be doing, so I'm messing up. No, it's that things are changing and the old ways can't hold. So call in, and we're going to talk about you going through change. What's hooked up in you? How can I help you become sort of clear about where you're headed and what it is you want to do? And these are the numbers. Are you ready? Call in from the U.S. 877-876-5227. I'll say that again, from the U.S., 877-876-5227. And from Canada, it's 888-810-8322. Call 888-810-8322. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. 530-876-3222. So anyway, so what we're talking about is if you want to make changes and you, well, of course you do. Everybody listening to this show really wants to participate in what's commonly called the shift. And some of the tools have to be focusing and deciding what it is you want to do. Remembering also that the future possibilities are tremendous. So like, I don't even know what, like for example, if, I don't know how to explain future possibilities. Bob was telling me today that one of the DVDs that I was watching of David Wilcock, I didn't finish it, and he did. And he was talking about how the government has been creating some kind of time machines. I mean, that's kind of preposterous. And as the time machines go forward, they get really, really mixed up in and around this time. Or in and around 2012, nothing holds. All of it gets mixed up and confused. And that's actually the epitome of what we're talking about, which is we go forward and nobody really knows how it's going to go. So you've got all these people on the planet expecting it to be this way or that way, and it's all those things. You know, it's really interesting. So we don't know what we're aiming for. We're certainly not going to get that sense of security from getting the university degree and a good job and then really feeling safe in our retirement after a bazillion years of doing a job that maybe you liked and maybe you didn't. It's not going to be that kind of a reality. This is the kind of a reality that can shift in your very hands. And according to David Wilcock, the machines that were created have already experienced that. Is that not amazing? And now we've learned for how many years now, we've been hearing about creating your reality. Well, those people that have been in Unity or Christian Science or Church of Religious Science or those things have been working on this stuff for a couple of centuries now, or at least a century and a half anyway. But it's sort of amazing to me that so many of these changes that we believe, well, we're creating our reality. If you design it in your mind, you can have it. As a man thinketh, says James Allen, right? You can have it. But never before has it been this fast, you guys. What we have to do is really launch ourselves in our thinking, in our creative visualization, in our sending energy. What is energy? Change the energy, change the reality. So raising our fields and frequency and moving the energy through and creating and designing with our mind's eye is really, really important right now. So I want you to call. I'm visualizing that all kinds of people are going to call because it's much more fun for me. So call in. Where are you, Ted, now that we need you? Okay, so I mean, I'm actually blown away by how much of that's going on. Now, they talked about the shift and the quantum leaps. We've heard about all of these for a long, long time. And we have a caller, and I'll talk about a few other things between calls. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Ted.
Hi, there you are.
Yeah, here I am. I told him about the little problem last week. So I had a medical question for you.
Okie dokie.
I have an irregular heartbeat that's been happening for years and years, and it was about every 12 beats. And this last time I went in, it was five to seven beats, you know, so it kind of scared me because, you know, the heart is a pretty sneaky organ.
Pretty leaky,
powerful organ.
Did you say?
So I just wanted to get your take on that.
Okay, let's take a look. You don't have a hole in your heart, do you?
No. I don't think so.
Okay, no, I just wanted to know what the reality of it is. What is reality, Ted? It's changing all the time.
Yeah.
So we're going to do some fun stuff. First of all, I think that there's some kind of funny little, like a wart or something in your heart. It's a weird little thing.
Huh.
And have they said that? I think you've just got some little
glitch. Boy, I can just barely hear you.
Oh, really? Bob's going to turn me up and see if this improves. I can barely hear you as well. Isn't that interesting?
Boy, I just can't hear you. Darn. I wonder...
Bob's got me turned up really high.
Oh, okay. Now I can hear you better.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to say is that you have what looks like a little wart or something in your heart.
Okay.
And let's see here. I'm just asking if we can blast it. I don't know how to blast it apart. I don't want to do anything dangerous, okay?
Sure.
What happens when you have an irregular heartbeat? Do you actually feel... bad?
No.
So it's not like tachycardia or anything?
No. But if somebody takes my pulse and they can kind of, they feel it.
Because I don't think it's a huge problem, but let's go into the galactic healing room and see if they can take it away.
Okay.
You want it taken away?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel normally, Ted?
Fine. You know, I don't notice it, but every time I go in, I don't know, to do stuff, you know, that's always there.
What do you mean? Every time you go in to be tested, or?
Well, I went in to give blood, you know, and they check your thing, you know. You know, I don't have insurance, so, you know, I have to be careful about this stuff.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is we're going to go into... a structure, okay? You're in a structure.
Okay.
And we're asking for a couple of healing beings to come into the structure. And we're going to infuse in that structure. We're asking to be shown what kind of healing can be done. Oh, I see. We have these beings who look like they're more energy beings than they are people.
Okay.
I don't know if you can feel them, but they are pulling something from your heart. And it's Okay, so here's what they're showing, is that there's a little pulling from the heart, but also they're rearranging can you feel a pressure in your head?
Sometimes, not at this moment.
Okay, well, they seem to be rearranging some of the neurotransmissional output that is in, like, the center toward the top of the temporal lobes.
Okay.
And so those are the two things they're doing. So we'll see if that makes a huge difference or no difference at all.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, great. There was a number of things I was going to try with that. There's this breathing, the special breathing exercises, that's this Chiarda does. There's heart math I was considering. There's I've been doing homeopathy with Dr. Lester, and I don't know.
He's supposed to be very good, isn't he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. I was thinking maybe there might be some kind of toning. I like toning in general that I could do. It's been with me several years, but I just, I don't know. Recently, I've just been more fearful about it.
Did you have it when you were a child?
I don't think so.
I'm not sure you didn't, actually, to a degree.
So anyway, I don't want to take up too many people's time, but I was just wondering if you had a hit on any of those options.
Yeah, I just want to say, first of all, the homeopathy is very good.
Okay.
Okay, and hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
The homeopathy is very good, and I think what we're going to do is the power of visualization, too. You need to do that.
Okay.
Because it would take your pressure off it. You've got a tension in there about it. You're pretty good about tension these days, aren't you, Ted?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But anyway, they say you've got a tension on it, and then you need to really focus on that. And I would go see this Dr. Lester. He's good.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right. Take care and thank you for your call.
All right. Thanks, Veronica.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's interesting because he couldn't hear me very well, so I think it really depends on the nature of your computer and what's going on. Here's something I wanted to say about Ted and everybody else, really. We have the capacity, remember, to have amazing futures. So it's really worth focusing on even the past and seeing that not having been created, to like send light to the past before that started showing up. Remember Lynn McTaggart's intentional experiments? She did the intention experiments in the field. And she was working, she had scientific studies going on all over the world. A lot of you have heard this stuff already. But when they were working on sending light, people were really getting better and recovering in an amazing way. And they chronologued a lot of it. Then we started sending light to people 10 years ago. So here, like today, they send light to, for example, it would be like to Ted, sending light to his well-being before he developed this irregular heart thing. Then just focusing the light on that and light on it and see if maybe it doesn't have to happen right now. So future possibilities are infinite, but so are future past things. Future, it's really hard for us to truly comprehend what that means, but you can change today a lot by changing the option and the choices that you've made in your past. Now, I haven't done that completely, but I play with that sometimes, and I really believe you can do it. And the first thing I saw with Ted was it would be really good for us to see him before he had this. Yeah. So you're on the air. I was just pausing, waiting for your beep. Can you hear that?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi. How are you?
Good. It's Vicki.
Hi, Vicki. How you doing?
Good. I wanted to ask about my dad. He passed over on Sunday, which ironically was his birthday.
Aww.
I mean, it's okay. I'm okay with it. He's in a happier place.
Good. Okay.
But I wanted to ask about it, how it was for him.
And he's just floating, you know, Vicki. I just want us to bless him and love him and bless him and love him. And he seems to be floating. Was he tired? He looks like he's really happy and he's asleep.
He's floating, you say?
Yeah.
Oh, huh.
He looks like he's just very happy, and he's asleep.
Is he asleep?
Sleep. Yeah. Did he have a hard passage, Vicki?
Well, he was in ICU for 9 days.
That's not comfortable, is it?
No, you know, with the air tube and all that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, it wasn't going to get better, so we just decided to... Well, the day that we decided to let him go, he decided to go.
Oh, that was perfect. Hey?
Yeah, so it felt better that way. But I thought it was ironic that it was his birthday.
That's amazing, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. My first father-in-law, whom I was very close to, died on my birthday.
Really?
And I thought that was an honor.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, is that made me feel like he did that on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he knew when to pull out.
Yeah.
He looks like he's very happy, Vicki.
Good.
And he's not complete yet. I mean, he's got a lot of healing going on. But
yeah, it was pretty quick it was pretty fast to ask about it, I know.
Was it his heart?
No, it was, let me see. No, I mean, that's not why he ended up there. He had an infection that gave him hypothermia.
Hmm.
And they said he was the coldest person they had ever seen, and so he just didn't recover from that.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that before. That's pretty interesting.
I know. I had never heard that an infection can... I always thought an infection heated you up, but apparently when it gets into your bloodstream, it can give you... go the opposite way, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Shocking, huh?
Well, he's going to be fine. I feel like he was done. He's ready.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he had made peace with somebody recently. That's the other interesting thing.
Really?
Yeah. There's something in him that made peace with someone. So that's a valuable bit of information.
Well, it's interesting because I don't know who it would be. He never left his house. He didn't really have any interaction with anybody but all my brothers. He was blind. He spent most of his days in his bedroom.
Hmm.
So unless it was just going on in his mind...
Well, we know now that that's a pretty powerful place, don't we?
It must have been. He spent an awful lot of time in there by himself.
Well, you just don't know where he went inside of himself, do you?
Well, it always made me curious because I thought, I just don't know how he can lay there every day, all day long, without being able to see and just be inside himself and just not be going, that would make me crazy.
Well, you know what? He was okay.
Yeah, that's the way it appeared. I just couldn't quite figure out, because if I felt like if I was doing that, I couldn't do that. But and I guess, you don't know until you're there.
You know, there's a lot of love coming through this. Did you really love your dad?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to hold his hand for an hour while he went, which was nice.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well,
yeah.
It just feels like there's a lot of love in this picture, and he's okay, looks very happy. And
yeah.
Maybe that's why he's just floating around, because he's used to lying in his bed having his reality.
Yeah, not a lot of movement, it's true. Yeah, and I'm shockingly feeling okay about it. I cried much more with my mom, but I was closer to my dad. But I think, I was just, it was so obvious that he was ready to get out of that body.
And you know what? Some parts of his passage were really easy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like he loved his family.
Yeah.
Did you feel that?
Yeah. Oh, definitely, yeah.
He was quite a guy. When did he become blind?
He's always had eye trouble, but I think he's probably been blind for about the last 7 years.
Okay.
Yeah, it was slow. I mean, it was hard to tell what he could see, and he had a... alcohol-related dementia going on, so sometimes he would just claim it was dark and refuse to believe that it was daytime,
Well, anyway, bless his heart, he's doing okay.
Okay, that's great. That's
and I, but he hasn't gone very far in his waking up, but he will.
Okay,
He's
cool.
Very happy, Vicki.
Okay, thank you very much.
Take care. Thank you for your call.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye. It's so interesting, isn't it? Because we keep hearing about people that are going to choose to leave, people that are working with people on the other side. I have a young friend who was really into drugs, and he got himself all clean. He was 27, and then he shot up one more time, and of course he died. That often happens, doesn't it, with the drug situation. But what's interesting is he had been through hell on wheels dealing with his addiction, and he had a certain amount of light in him. I'm sure he was an indigo child, and so on. And then when he died, it was really interesting. He kept coming and talking and apologizing to his mother, but also saying, you know what, I'm working now. I have a wonderful job, and I'm really helping a lot of people. And every time we talk to him, you know, it's not unusual for me to be talking with people on the other side, but every time we talk, it's the same thing. He's very, very active, working with, like, it's not like, thanks for your call, just be done with this story in 1 minute. It's not like he's just working with individuals, but he's working with the consciousness of that is apparently having an impact on young people and addictions these days. So more about that, but he's one of the first people that I've gotten pretty friendly with from the other side who's actually there because he wants to do the work from there and not over here. Said he did not like it here. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, this is Althea. A few things here. I think, yeah, we don't know what's going to happen in terms of, you know, 2012 or Earth's Ascension, but we do know one thing, that Divine or Source is calling people home, and some people are awakening, and some people will go through the transition maybe a different time. That's my take on it.
Oh, I like that, actually.
Yeah, because if you're guaranteed, right, the e-ticket home, you're guaranteed. It's a matter of time. And for some people, it might not be time. You know, time in 2012 or afterwards or whatever. But for the rest of us who are ready and are receiving the call and feeling the call, it's our time.
You mean it's our time to do the transition? Or the
The
ascension.
Yeah, like hallelujah, yeah.
Oh, what do you think about Mother Earth? Do you think Mother Earth is...
Mother Earth and Divine are one and the same, and they're going to fulfill their plan. They're going to fulfill their plan. When it happens in my lifetime, I don't know, but I'm going for it. You know, because I make my reality, so it can shift into my reality and maybe not somebody else's, but I like mine.
It's so interesting, isn't it, all these different realities in one room?
Sure, and it's good, though, right?
You can
good.
Have reality parties, what?
Yes, spice of life. Okay, so my question is,
okay,
I've had two dead birds in my home. One today was a baby bird. And one was, like, a couple weeks ago, like, it slammed into my window.
Uh-huh.
My husband buried it and did the whole thing. And I'm like, okay, what's up with the dead birds? Now, I had asked for a sign, three signs from nature that I'd be moving. One of them had to do with a bird, but it had nothing to do with these birds. And I didn't get the sign, so I assumed, not that it wasn't going to happen, it just isn't happening now.
I think that's right, or it gets stopped. The flight gets stopped.
Exactly, and so I said, okay, well, things are, you know, brewing, just like the 2012 thing. Things are brewing, and in divine time, divine will bring me those signs. But now I'm getting these dead birds, and I'm like, wow. You know, not anybody else is at my house.
And what did you say?
Well, my first feeling was, my daughter called me out, come out, you know, it's this baby bird, and it hadn't died yet. And I had asked, okay, well, do I need to intercede or, you know, pick it up or bring it in or do something with the bird? And I got no. And I said, let's just leave it alone, and we went for a walk. And my husband came home and, of course, put it in the box that, you know, it's dead, but that was for his job to do. But I got no with both birds not to interfere, that they're just passing here at our house.
Do you want to move? Here's what I'm seeing. I just keep seeing is about your move and that these birds, first of all, it's sad, isn't it, when birds die?
Yeah, a little baby one, too.
How did she die? Was it a, she ran into the window, too?
I'm sorry?
How did she die? How did the little one die?
I came home and it had already, well, I think my husband said it passed. It looked still.
Mm.
And the other one just slammed into our window. It had a partner. The partner waited till my husband picked it up and brought it in. You know, and it kind of had seizures, and then it just died.
Aww. Well, anyway, it just looks like it's an answer about your move, because you're going to have to wait a little bit.
I was thinking May, June.
Yeah. Okay.
First, I was thinking March, but now I'm thinking May, June.
Yeah. There's a big change. How many people are in... Okay, you're going to go through a big change of direction or a big change of how you perceive this move and what it is you want to do.
Ah.
And that's it. I think that's kind of what this whole message was.
Okay.
And
so...
And the flight will be more... It's going to be probably a lot better because you're waiting.
Because here's the thing. Typically, change ends up being very internal for me,
mm-hmm.
and not necessarily external.
Right, okay.
And this time around, I don't foresee that. Like, I've been calling my soul group to me,
mm-hmm.
and I worked, like, I wrote down, you know, Midwest, East Coast, West Coast, and I went over these different, I allowed different songs to come through.
Mm-hmm.
Some were quite funny.
Mm-hmm.
But I got the fact that, you know, Colorado's still an option. And that's where I'm at.
You're like, in Colorado?
Yeah, I'm in Colorado now.
Okay. And so would it make sense to you that, first of all, we're talking about future possibilities, because it looks to me like you're going ahead, you're not sure what to do. Then there are a bunch of changes, and I'm not being shown what they are. And then you choose, and you'll choose differently than what you would think today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's so interesting.
It's like your flight will be redirected, actually.
Huh.
Yeah. And it's
I can honestly say that this whole call that we're receiving, and I know many people are receiving it,
mm-hmm.
it's almost like it is a directional change, like all the time.
You mean about, like, okay, it's time to do this and it's time to do that? And feel
yeah, like it changes and shifts.
Mm.
You know how, like, sometimes you'll be called to work with something and then all of a sudden it's no longer necessary? Like, I think things change on a dime. That's
they do.
The kind of energy that's out right now.
Right, yeah.
You know, and maybe that's part of preparing, you know, us for recognizing that things can shift that instantaneously.
I think that's true, and also if things are shifting instantaneously, how do we stay aligned with the shift so that we're actually expressing divinity and our higher purpose all at the same time? It's a huge time for that, isn't it?
I was thinking of that today and holding that space in my heart that it's divine will coming through, and almost like I'm speaking personally, but I'll go out thinking I'm going to do something until I get the message and the understanding that comes to and through me. Oh my gosh, this is not important anymore.
Right. Isn't that interesting? And do you respond? Are you able to respond in the moment?
Oh, absolutely. Like I recognize that my train of thinking isn't in alignment. And there's no judgment. It's not bad or, oh, you did it again or something like that. It's just like, wow, I'm done.
Wow. Isn't that wonderful that you're doing that?
It's liberating, actually.
Yeah, what a great call. So how are your days going? Are they pretty chaotic?
No, they're pretty good, actually. They're pretty good in the sense that it's all internal for me. There's a lot more growth internally, not on the exterior yet. It's all internally.
Great.
It's like you're given this, through divine grace, the opportunity to kind of go run yourself crazy until you're, you know, recognize.
Until you're refined inside and you're not running from pattern.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the pattern releasement is amazing, going on. How fast it's going.
Isn't that wonderful? Well,
yeah.
Good for you.
On the other hand, I don't know if your other colleagues feel it, but in terms of, like, the divine plan,
mm-hmm.
we're not given everything. At all, and I don't ever think we ever will be, because it's a journey. You have to go through it day by day, moment by moment.
Right, it's a labyrinth, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, when someone finds the answer, oh my gosh, right?
Well, one of the things I keep feeling over and over again is it's about getting into our authentic self so that we're not, again, running patterns, and that's a big job for a lot of people. I mean, try to do a planetary authentication process.
So obviously this move then is probably a pattern, a running pattern that isn't really truly serving me.
Well, there's an urgency that's driving a part of it, which you need to just drop entirely, because better things come when you're not the one at the helm.
Ah.
You know?
Got it.
So you've got something coming up that's going to change a lot of things, and then you'll just grin because you'll be going and you won't go where you thought.
Love it. I think it's the March, the gathering that I'm attending. I'm really excited about that in Ashland, California.
What is it?
It's called The Gathering. It's through World Purja Network, and it's in Ashland, Oregon.
Oh, great.
And it's just a bunch of people getting together, really doing some reality shifting. And I felt guided to go, and I'm excited about that. And I said to my husband last night, I mean, I'm going in with obviously no expectations, but I go in with the intention that if there's something that needs to drop out of my life and someone needs to point it out to me, so be it.
Right on. Well, it sounds like it's really going to empower you. And I laugh because I'm giving you predictions, and even that I laugh and go, yeah, right. Well, predictions don't always hold either. but what is really important is that you're in two things, a mode of design and a mode of surrender. And that's very important, isn't it?
Yes, surrender.
And honor of your divine. Well, thanks,
yes.
Althea.
Thanks for this time.
All right. Many blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that was really exciting. I want to talk a little about the up-and-coming shows. This has been really, really exciting to hear this kind of focus, because so many of us are really trying to learn to be in integrity with the moment, with the now. If you actually drop into the now, and the other thing that I've been doing is dropping right into the solar plexus and being with the now, you get an amazing flood of energy, which I believe comes from divinity and also comes from your own, the drives of your own soul journey. There's nothing more amazingly invigorating to meet the big changes going on out there. In any case, what I'd like to say is what's up and coming in my shows is, oh, the reason I did all that preamble is the one at Paradigm Shifters today is Judy Cole. And Judy Cole is an amazing woman. She does radionics. She knows a lot about nutrition, a lot about sound healing and radionics, which makes a really good combination. She's what she calls herself is a lay researcher. She knows a lot about nutritional supplements, homeopathy. She channels. She brings through, actually, I met her through a wonderful friend that I met Randy Masters, who's been a paradigm shifter. I met her through him. But she got his number through channeling. She was told to call him. So she's a pretty amazing woman. But I'll tell you what, she knows so darn much, she can just fill your, not only your ears, but you'll hear a lot of stuff. I heard that there's a beep, and I'll get right back to you. You hear a lot of stuff that you can use. So tune in at 5 o'clock to Judy Cole, and you can look at her work on, healingpartnerships.com. healingpartnerships.com. She is really an amazing woman and says her website is not up to date, so don't worry too much about that. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Veronica. It's Vicki.
Hi, Vicki. You only have 1 minute, but I'm sure glad to hear your voice.
Yeah, and I just needed a quick check-in with my sacrum. It just feels really tight.
Okay, so let's run some energy on it. What's going on? You're fighting. You know, you're fighting the dance right now. Do you know that?
Yeah, I don't know the steps.
Try the boogie woogie. When I go into the sacrum, the reason I'm telling her that she's fighting it is because deep down in the sacrum, there's this really held in kind of, if we think of it as a reality, this has got to be reality, that kind of attitude.
Yeah.
And there's another part of you that is just so, are your hands sore at all, Vicki?
Do I what?
Are your hands sore?
Yeah, my hands are sore, too. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's go back into the sacrum. Everybody wrap yourselves in light. We'll do some quick doodly-doo here. Wrap yourself in light so that we don't catch each other's energy, and then we'll go into your sacrum, Vicki, and everybody else can go into your own sacrum. Yeah. And in there, I'm seeing, we're putting light in there, but I'm also seeing, Vicki, that you have some really intense dialogue going on in there about what you're allowed to have. You're really mad about something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know that?
Yeah, I've kind of been feeling that lately. It's actually the reality thing. It's like I'm walking into different ones, like the tightrope, and I'm kind of tired of that.
Okay, so let's use the image tightrope. Does it have to be a tightrope, or is that something you concocted to make sense of it?
I think that's what I concocted. It's like, because if I... when I slip off, I go into some reality that's not in my repertoire.
Okay, so what you want to do is have a safe, protective thing. Can you use something like a Can you go yeah. into the tightrope and turn it into, say, a structure or some kind of form that you feel great and movable in?
Kind of like a ribbon. It kind of goes to a ribbon.
Okay. Well, things are getting a little softer. This is really deep and old stuff, Vicki.
Yeah, I can feel it coming up back into the second now. It's like into my belly. And
okay. And it, we might have to say goodbye while it's still moving. But it's moving quite a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And I'll just keep moving it now that I kind of got that battle, you know.
And I just want to remind everybody at home, one of the things about this is that that inner dialogue sometimes is always in some kind of contentious situation. And really, if you can just give both sides of it some, you know, way of expressing and then change it, it would be much more productive for you.
Yeah.
You're a good soul. You know that?
At times.
Well, listen to me.
Because then the safety and trust issue and security and da-da-da-da. It's like...
Well, you know what? Security is a funny thing. I mean, if we've got future possibilities racing up the hill like that, security is in change, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And also in divinity and in divine support.
Yeah.
Right? Right, honey, I'm going to have to say goodbye. I'd like
okay.
to continue.
Well,
but...
thank you.
All right. Blessings.
Bye-bye.
This is Veronica Entwistle, and what I want to say is, next week, I'm having a woman who's representing, she's the daughter of Richard Bartlett, who started Matrix Energetics, and she's having a workshop for kids on doing energy and all kinds of magical stuff. She's magical herself, uses the Matrix Energetics model, but she's having a weekend workshop, so she's going to be my interviewee next week on Paradigm Shifters. I wanted to say that, and also our paradigm shifter today is really an amazing, wow kind of person that will really get you going. So tune in if you can, or stay tuned if you can. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, I'll see you in like 3 minutes. And what? Oh, and the other thing is to tell you that I'm going to be going to Costa Rica to do a 5-day retreat with people. I would love it if you'd love to come along. So email me, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. I'm just putting it up on my site, putting the whole list of what it is we're going to do there, but it's not quite there yet. So you can check my site, veronicaentwistle.com, or go into the amatierra.com website to find out. They'll tell you quite a bit about the workshop, but really I'm in the process of writing it up better so it makes legitimate and linear sense. So join us. It's going to be wonderful. All right, many, many blessings. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you at the top of the hour, or I'll see you on Thursday night on Jackie's show. Blessings.